Well, hello there. This is Chris Brown. Before we start today's show, I need to tell you that Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, is available to pre-order today. It's included in a deal that we have put together with over $70 worth of free bonus items. Go to stewardship.com to pre-order today.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. This is Chris Brown, and you are tuning in to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I want to share a verse with you as we start. And what if the best money verse in the entire Bible wasn't even a money verse? But what if we were to apply it to our money? Check this out. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, let's apply that to our wallets. Let's apply that to our budgets. Let's apply it to our calendar. Let's apply that to stewardship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what this show's all about. Let's change our thinking. We're being told constantly through advertisements, through billboards, through commercials, not that they're bad people, but when you put it all together, man, it is a colossal message that tells us the wrong way to handle our finances. Every time we turn around, it's spend a bunch of money that you don't have. And there's some advertisements that aren't bad because they're not telling you to do that. They're assuming you actually have real money. So it's not a big, huge, you know, this show's not about bashing all advertising, but the ones that are telling you to spend money you don't have, that is just cray-cray is what my kids call that. So it's crazy. So let's not do that. Let's renew our minds. Let's be transformed. Romans 12:2. Good stuff. Hey, as we get started, I want you to know the phone number to call in. It's 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. You can also email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Before we get started, I also want you to take advantage of the incredible pre-order bundle that we have for Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, and that's at stewardship.com. This bundle includes over $70 of free bonus items for only $19.99. Again, go to stewardship.com for all those details. Well, again, we're ready to take your calls. This first one is lined up already. And this is Wanira in Anchorage, Alaska. Wanira, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Chris Brown? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, man, I'm honored. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did.
Oh, my goodness. That's when you know it's a great day, right?
Yep.
How can I help you?
So I just had a couple of questions. I've been studying Dave Ramsey. I've been watching his show. I've been really excited about just trying to get out and get out of debt. Yeah. And my question for you was, I do have loans, and I seem to just never be able to take care of them, you know, pay them off. And so I was wondering, would it be in my best interest to consolidate them and just pay one big, you know, pay one big payment for all of them, or should I just try and do the snowball effect and pay one at a time?
Wanira, if you had a lot of things to do, let's say it was a Saturday morning and you had six different projects to do and you're looking at your desk and you've got six pieces of paper in front of you and you got to take care of all of them by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. If you were to take all six of those separate piles and put them all into one pile, do you think that would make a difference at all on whether you accomplished it or not?
Nope.
No, it wouldn't. At the end of the day, you still got six pieces of paper on one desk. What is going to make a difference is you actually doing something. So if you're asking me whether I'm okay with you consolidating your debts, no, I don't like that at all. I'm not for debt consolidation. I'm for debt elimination, which is a big difference.
Okay.
The biggest problem with consolidation isn't even necessarily the consolidation companies. I'm not ripping on the companies. The biggest problem is what it does for you internally. It makes you think that you did something. So you had six pieces of paper out there, and now you got one nice clean pile right in front of you, and you think you did something, but you didn't. Mm-hmm. And the thought that you did something actually distracts you from actually doing something. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." So when you're thinking about personal finance, and this is not just for you, this is for everybody listening. You've heard Dave Ramsey. If anyone's heard Dave Ramsey before, you've heard him say this, that personal finance is 20% head knowledge. It's not about what you know. It's not how many piles it's in, but it's 80% behavior. The way that you're going to get out of debt is tremendous sacrifice. It's getting after it. It's what James says, to do it. Do it.
Okay.
And Proverbs 6:5, free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. If you do that, you'll get out of debt. Now, consolidation companies are going to make it look all pretty and clean, and they're going to tack a fee on there, which you can't afford, and they're going to extend the term and make you feel like you're paying less payments and give you a little bit of relief. And you're like, oh, I've done something, when actually you haven't. You technically have added debt to your plate. So let's stay away from that. Not just you, but everybody. And one year, I actually, you know, wrote an article about this, about debt consolidation and all the ins and outs of all of that. So, and all the cons that are associated with consolidation. So, folks, if you're interested more about this debt consolidation concept, and one year of you as well, make sure you check that out. Again, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship right here on the dial, Monday through Friday. We're taking your calls at 866-357-3283. This next call comes in from Paducah, Kentucky. This is Heather. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I serve you?
I have heard about recasting mortgage,
mm-hmm.
and I had never heard of that before. I've heard of refinancing, and I don't think that's the option we need. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on recasting.
Okay. Do you have a big wad of cash somewhere?
Yes.
Okay. How much is it?
It's at least $28,000.
Okay. All right. That's what I figured. Recasting is when you apply an additional large sum of money to mm-hmm. your mortgage, and what it does is substantially reduces the amount of principal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you want to re-amortize your whole entire mortgage, and that gives you a lower payment. It doesn't change your term, doesn't change your rate. It just re-amortizes everything. So let's look at your finances and see if this would be good for you. It's not necessarily the amount of money for you. It's more of where you're at with your financial journey.
Mm-hmm.
How much is the mortgage amount?
We owe a little over 126 on it.
126, you said? Okay. So 28 would take it down, you know, that's a pretty good chunk. Okay. So like that would really substantially lower your payment. That'd be really cool. And it's probably, you know, going to cost some money. So it'd have to be worth it. And you'd have to do a break even analysis on that. So if it's going to save you, let's just say a couple hundred dollars a month,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have to know that, you know, if it's going to cost you some money for the recasting, that you're going to recoup, you know, the amount of money it's going to cost you for the recasting.
They told me it was $300.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With this particular mortgage company, it's $300.
All right. Now, here's where I wanted to ask where you're at in your financial situation, because you want to make sure that you're taking care. Do you have any consumer debt at all?
We owe about $6,500 to $6,700 on a vehicle.
Okay. So that would need to come out. You need to do that first before you do any recasting.
Right.
So that puts you down to 21. And what's your income?
Between 110 and 112.
Okay.
Depends on the overcome.
All right. So you're going to need to have about 25 at least in the account as an emergency fund in case life throws you a curveball. And the research shows that 78% of Americans will have any major financial setback in any 10-year period. So you want to make sure you have some money on hand, liquid cash available. So that puts you at your full 28. So you can pay off that car, put the rest in a money market account as insurance so that you can sleep really good at night.
Right.
But I would not apply any of that to your mortgage. I would not do any recasting for you. But now you do know what recasting is. This email comes in from Andrea, says, "Hey, Chris, love your show. My problem is this. I don't like the way this is starting. Love your show, but my problem is, here we go. I was hit a few weeks back, and the insurance decided to total my car. They're not wanting to give me enough money to pay off the loan. We're starting the baby steps and do not want to take out a loan to buy another car. Good. Should we argue the $1,000 it would take to totally pay it off? We're also interested in buying the car back because it was just cosmetic damage. Would love your insight. There's some variables in this email that, you know, obviously I can't get into all the nuts and bolts, but here's a couple things to consider. Number one, the insurance company is never going to pay you what you owe on it. They're just not going to do that. I don't think they are. You'd be very fortunate if so. Just think, if you're an insurance company, you're going to pay the value of the car. You're probably not going to pay off, you know, the other party's balance of the loan. I don't think they would. Now, you might be fortunate, and I hope that's true, but I don't think that's going to happen. Secondly, wherever you go from here, whether you decide to buy the car back or whatever your journey is, the biggest key here is do it without borrowing. This next automobile needs to be without borrowing. So if it's a $300 car, if it's a $700 car, if you're taking an extra job for 3 months to make sure that you got something more expensive or more substantial than that, then that's what you got to do. But do not borrow for this next car. And I'm fortunate, I'm thankful that you are writing in talking about being in an accident, but you're okay. It seems like you're okay, and that's more important. We can deal with metal, and we can deal with some zeros and some decimal points, but your health is good, and that is good news. You know, one of the biggest traps in our lives is comparison. You ever been there before? You ever compared yourself? Maybe it's your house or your car, or maybe kids, maybe it's schools, comparison. In fact, Proverbs 14:30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." And comparison is the exact topic of Rachel Cruze's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. She shines a spotlight on this damaging money habit that we have, and then unpacks six other healthy money habits for living the life that we really want without being buried under debt, stress, and worry. If you're tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you're ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want, this book will show you just how to do that. I want you to quit comparing and start living. At stewardship.com, the new book is available in a special pre-order bundle that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items, like the Smart Money, Smart Kids ebook, the Love Your Life, Not Theirs Smart Conference Talk video stream. Also in the bundle is Love Your Life, Not Theirs digital audiobook and the Love Your Life, Not Theirs ebook. All of that, all is in one bundle, $70 value for $19.99, right there at stewardship.com. So make sure you take advantage of that. Rachel Cruze put a lot of work and energy into that, and I know she prays that, and I do as well, that that blesses you tremendously.
We appreciate you joining us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. Every story, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now let's get back to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
All right, got a Facebook post here from Teresa. She says, "Thank you so much for your help. It's changed our lives tremendously. My husband and I are currently on baby steps 4, 5, and 6. We're in the process of changing from small whole life policies to appropriate term policies. We could save as much as $600 a year based on the quotes from Xander Insurance. Should we apply this amount to our mortgage until it's paid? We're projecting about 5 years. Or go ahead and invest this amount on top of our 15%. Thank you again for all you do. We appreciate your advice." Well, Teresa, this is a very clear-cut baby step deal. Remember, it's all linear. Once 4 is done, how do you know 4 is done? Well, 4 is done when you hit 15%. It's done. It's over. It's done. There's no additional anything. until you're through the baby steps. So you've already taken care of four, when you've taken care of five, and then you can go to six. So it sounds like you've got four and five complete. Boom, way to go. So yes, this initial $600 plus whatever you get when you surrender the whole life, all of that can go towards the house if you want to. So I answered that on Facebook with Teresa, but I wanted to make sure that you guys heard that as well, because a lot of you have the very same question. So good question, Teresa. This next call comes in from Seymour, Tennessee. This is Rachel. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
My husband and I had a question. We're trying to establish our emergency fund, and Murphy keeps hitting us, so we haven't gotten there yet. But we're trying to sell both vehicles because Dave always says sell the car.
Yeah.
But our problem is nobody wants to buy the car, and everywhere that we've gone that they would offer to buy the car, we would still have to pay the difference, and we can't find anybody to loan us the money to pay the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we can't refinance and pay the difference that sometimes Dave says you have to do, but that's not happening.
Okay, well,
what do we do? I mean, do we need to just keep on paying the cars? But that's...
Well, you know what, Rachel? It might be. It might be what you do for a season. Let's look at some other options. It sounds to me like you're, one, educated, and two, you've done some good research, and three, you've put together some effort towards this. So if you're hitting some dead ends, let's look at some other options. Obviously, that is the biggest relief, the fastest relief, and that's why we say that as fast, you know, get out of that car debt as soon as possible. But let's look at some other things. Just so I have some context, how underwater are you on each one?
Oh, my gosh. I have two more years before I pay off my car.
What's the dollar amount? The dollar amount that you're under?
Like $7,000.
Each or total?
No, that's just mine. His vehicle payoff would be like $18,900.
Okay. And the difference between what you can... I'm looking for the difference that you would... If you were to go sell it, what would you have to come up with?
One person... offered us $4,000 for my car.
So a $3,000 difference?
Right. And then on his car, the guy at the dealership just said, I'm sorry, man, you're too upside down.
Yeah. What's the amount?
Oh, it was like $12,000 on
his
car.
That's what I'm looking for. All right, cool. What's your gross income?
Gross income is $50,000, but that's gross, so you know it's not really that.
Oh, right, of course. And who, both y'all working or no?
I am working. He does have a job, but he's had a knee replacement in September, and he hasn't worked since. He's had three surgeries on that knee, and he's just not able to work right now.
Okay, all right. And let's come back to that, because it looks like that one's not necessarily a super temporary injury. So we need to really address that on what employment looks like for him going forward. What are your other debts?
Oh, we have a stupid loan, as Dave would say. Mm-hmm. We owe City Financial or One Main Financial, and we have a couple of credit cards. We have a lot of medical bills.
Mm-hmm. What's your smallest two debts?
Two of his doctor bills.
Okay.
One of them is like $228, and the other one is like $454.
Well, you know, it looks like you have a valid concern. I mean, you're upside down, and you can't find the financing for the gap. So we gotta attack somewhere else. You know, when you go into battle, sometimes you go to battle in one direction, and there's a big, huge wall in front of you. So what do you do if you're in battle? You look for another angle, and that's just what you are. You're in battle, so you're looking for, okay, what's our next strategy? And so the strategies that if I were in your situation, I would be attacking those smaller debts, the smaller ones, and getting them. You're freeing up that money that goes for those payments to take the next one. And the next one, you want to do the debt snowball. Another one is extra work. Right now, what's hurting you just as bad as the cars is the loss of income. I'm very sorry to hear about the injury, but I definitely want to make sure that we put a plan in place for you to get that income back. Maybe even if you can get 25% of that income back. What are you guys thinking as far as income, as far as he's concerned?
We're hoping he can go back to work next month. We're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tentative plan. I'm looking for a second job right now.
Okay.
I haven't found one yet. I have some resumes and things out, but I haven't mean, I haven't heard back from anybody yet. And in 2 weeks, we're having a yard sale.
Good, good. You listen, you've got the education and you're doing the right things. I know it's tough. It really is, but you're doing the right things and you are going to have some breakthrough. Now, let me tell one more thing I want to ask you. What are the actual payments on those cars?
My payment is $281.
Okay.
And his payment is $457.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're looking at, man, probably about 20% of your take-home pay is going towards metal that's in the driveway.
Yes.
Okay, so as soon as you can get, like garage sale, that kind of stuff is huge. You want to attack those smallest debts and, you know, your smallest debt, the way the cars fit into the debt snowball, you want to put that difference, the $3,000 difference is where it goes in the snowball. So it's not the $7,000, it's the $3,000 difference. That's the actual debt because that's how you get out of the payment is coming up with the $3,000. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
I had listed all my debts from the smallest to the largest in the car, the van and the car were at the very end.
Right. But it's actually $3,000 and $12,000 is what you're going to need to get out of those debts.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what you're going to need to free up that $281 and $457 to get those out of your life is $3,000 and $12,000. That's where they'll fall in the baby steps.
Okay.
In the debt snowball, the whole idea, the whole point is you get those debts out of your life so you can apply that payment to the next largest debt, and that will be what frees up those payments is the $3,000, not the $7,000.
Okay.
It's hard. It's a hard road for sure. When every time you have 20% of your take-home pay going towards cars, it's difficult. It really is, but you're going to feel a huge relief when you free up that $281 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, you're doing just fine. It sounds like you already have Financial Peace University. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes. I think it many, many years ago, and my husband now, he's on board, and he's very interested in working the plan.
Okay. But let's stay in touch, and anytime that you can reconnect with us, we want to make sure that we are partnering with you along the journey, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Now, I've told you that you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And it looks like we've got another testimony during this episode or this show. And this one comes in from Andrew. He says, I'm so excited to be writing you. It means that my wife and I are debt free. That's overwhelming. That's so cool. My wife and I were living paycheck to paycheck together, making $70,000 a year, no budget, no discipline, and no direction. Over $15,000 in debt, but didn't feel too bad about it. At the time, we had a one-year-old little boy and another on the way. Things getting very, very tight, and we were getting frustrated. There was no peace in our finances. Can anybody relate to that? In December of 2014, though, my wife and another staff member's wife started talking with our lead pastor about Dave Ramsey and Financial Peace University. Let's just say I wasn't thrilled. However, I wanted to please my wife, smart man, and support her. It took me a little while to get on board, but man, when I did, I became a monster, a good monster. We had over $15,000 in debt, a little bit of credit cards. The rest was student loans. The first thing we did was create a budget. Wow, that changed our lives. We can actually do this. We had it figured out that we could pay a little more than minimum payments each month. We knew where every dollar was going and knew that eventually we would see some progress. By July of 15, we could see the light. Every extra dollar went to debt. We stopped eating out unless someone else offered to take us. We took our lunch to work. We figured out fun things to do that didn't cost money. We turned off our cable. We said no a lot. Now check this out. What God provided was direction and discipline. He couldn't trust us with the little he had given us, so he got our attention by taking more away. And I'm okay with that. Now we're stewarding our money the way that God desires. We're debt-free. Boom! I absolutely love it. Very, very cool. Well, folks, you can email in, again, just like Andrew did, at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, or you can call in at 866-357-3283. Remember, you can pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, today at stewardship.com for only $19.99 and receive over $70 worth of bonus items for free. Make sure you check that out at stewardship.com. folks, as usual, every single time, I close the broadcast with the same line, and it's because it's true. This is truly an honor. And on behalf of Ramsey Solutions, it's an honor to serve you. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.